This series of photo essays has been going on for a little while. How did you get started with it? How did it begin?
Well, Lori Policelli at the Visitors Bureau had hired me in the past to do some photography for them. And then she approached me one day about doing some combination word photo. And I laugh sometimes because I think she thought it was going to be more of an essay project with a photo or two thrown in. And I kind of approach it as a photo project with some
with
essays
some words,
thrown in.
Yeah.
But I think that collaboration has really, it's been more, I think, than we expected. It's been really an incredibly fun, interesting, entertaining. I've learned a lot. I've met some great people. And, well, come check it out. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. So I always like how get the initial idea for a project and then the finished product is nothing like the original idea, but it gets better in the development. So
Yeah. That's
really cool. So what was and you've done dozens at this point. You're up to now 40-something.
Probably 40-ish.
Yeah. What was the first one that you did?
The first one was a man named Tim Ward, and I was walking up to Weaver Street Market, and I happened to have my stuff in the car, and it wasn't a scheduled one. It's only a handful that have been completely organic, but mm-hmm. Tim's was one of them. And just walked up to him. I said, Tim, are you willing to blah, blah? And he was like, okay. And off it went. And so he was my guinea pig, and he was terrific about it.
That's cool. So tell me about Tim Ward.
Tim is a local disability rights activist. He hangs out a lot at Weaver Street. He just likes to interact with people, and he watches videos on his iPad, and it's kind of his office. So
that's awesome.
His office is Weaver Street.
That's the best office in town to have, isn't it?
It's
yeah.
a pretty good one.
All right. We're speaking with Alicia Snepper again. Vitamin O is the photo essay series. It's on orangecountync.gov, and there's the opening reception for the photos and everything at Second Friday Art Walk this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., Orange County Visitors Center. So how do these interviews work? What do you do?
Well, we start out, just general chit-chat, but I wanted to make sure that every interview wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. So we've invented the random question box.
Yeah, tell me, because you've got the random question box
here. I have the random question box with me. As you saw probably in the press release, it has started to function a little bit like a cross between the Magic 8-Ball and maybe a Ouija board. Sometimes what people pull out of the box literally makes the little hairs go up on the back of your neck.
Yes.
It's actually been quite freaky a few times. But so my favorite parts are hearing the quotes people come up with mm-hmm. and their interaction with the question box. But we just I try to find what's unique and different. And if it's someone who's perhaps a local celebrity I try not to ask the same questions that I want it to be. What I'm really trying to highlight is how unique, funky, fun,
yes,
original Orange County is. And it is that way because of the unique, funky, fun, quirky
yeah.
people that
and
live
coming
here.
At it from a different perspective every time.
Yeah. So I just, I want to showcase that. And if I ask the standard, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
And you can do that in like an intro paragraph, like this is who they are, this is what they do, and now let's get into the good stuff.
Well, let me tell you one of the challenges Lori threw at me that when she first told me, I thought, okay, this is going nowhere fast, but it has been one of my absolute favorite parts of the project. She requires that I turn one in that is 50 words in length or less.
Wow.
And 50 words is
not much.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
It's nothing. But it has tightened my writing. It has helped me more quickly get to what's the essence, what's unique, whatever makes it interesting. We almost never run the 50-word ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to turn in 50, roughly 75, 80, and then the long ones, usually 150 or so. So they're short.
Still really short.
It's still really short. And, most of the interviews, I tell people the process will take 15 minutes to half an hour. Some people have gone for 2 hours just because their stories are so complex. Maybe they're bothered when they see how short what comes out of that is. But and the quotes that come out are, can I
Sure.
Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, go for it.
We're doing a live performance art here with Aaron, but his quote
was pretty much every day.
Yeah, I had the camera out, and he goes, "Oh no, I have headphone hair."
I did have headphone hair.
You can't make that up. But
I still have headphone hair. I just have headphones on. You can't see it.
Well, here's an example of just the great quotes. Allison Sturgill said, she's a herd manager at Chapel Hill Creamery, so she works with giant animals. It was frightening to be near them because if they turn their heads a little bit to, you know, get a fly out of their eye,
yeah,
those horns can take your eye out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, but she said, "I love Jersey cows because of their eyelashes." That's just brilliant and beautiful. And then Aaron Butner had a great quote about Hog Day in Hillsboro and eating a barbecue sandwich, watching a guy impersonate Elvis while sweating through his T-shirt. He said it much more poetically than I just did.
That's Hog Day, though.
But it's Hog Day. But a bartender, "Do you really want me to explain the magic?" I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Did she elaborate on the eyelashes? I almost don't want her to have.
A little, but
okay.
I won't ruin it for
you. Okay, I'll just make my own decision. All right, so speaking again with Alicia Stemper, again, orangecountync.gov is where you can go to find out more about vitamin O and see some of these photo essays. But the opening reception, 6 to 9 p.m. Friday, Orange County Visitor Center on West Franklin Street. You've done 40 of these plus. Do you have a favorite?
You know, I knew you might ask me that, and I was thinking that would be kind of like picking your favorite child.
I assumed that was going to be the answer,
yeah,
too.
I can tell you that I have gotten some great ideas. Frances Shetley gave me the idea that I shouldn't just do living people, and I thought that was such... I'm partway through one on Rachel Crook from Crook's Corner, because we only ever hear that one story about Rachel, and she was much more three-dimensional than what she's now known for, you know, at Crook's Corner and her tragic, well, is there a murder that's not tragic? Let me take that back. But her awful way she died. But Frances's point was that Orange County is as wonderful as it is, not just because of those who are living now. But there might be some posthumous vitamin O's coming. So.
What's your favorite thing that you've learned?
That there's polo in Orange County.
Right, yeah.
And that there's one I haven't written yet, but I've done the interview, a man who has treeclimbing.org. So he does recreational tree climbs with the ropes. And I learned that the sideline to his sideline, that's not his day job, but the sideline to his sideline is he rescues cats.
Oh.
The morning I interviewed him, he had done 92, but he had his 93rd scheduled for later that day.
Wow. Wait, you schedule cat rescues for...
Yes,
okay.
He likes people to wait, if they can tolerate it, at least 24 hours, because many times the cat can figure out how to come down. But sometimes they don't, and the danger is they get dehydrated and they faint. And
then the
fall kills them.
Out of the tree, right.
So, yeah, I didn't really ever know that there's an international cat directory saving list.
Okay.
So he's on that list, and that is how he gets called. It's not really the firefighters. It's tree climbers and people who register with this cat rescue
database.
How
far away does he have to travel?
I didn't ask him if he is geographically restricted.
Okay.
I didn't. Sometimes I remain polite. Sometimes I don't. But I really wanted to ask him what it costs to rescue a cat. But somehow that felt, I don't know.
I've got that Annie DeFranco song in my head now.
Let's hear you hum a few bars.
No one wants to hear that. All right.
Can I get you to pick from the random
question? Sure, absolutely.
Box?
This is going to be...
Yeah, I tell my...
This is fine. If this doesn't go well, then I'll leave the audio for you, and I'll just delete it when we play it on the air later.
Well, the...
If you're hearing me say this now, it means everything went fine.
Everything went fine. The only rule is if you don't like it, you don't answer it, and you can answer as many as you want.
Okay. Oh, God. How many are there in here? There's
probably 50.
50? Yeah. Okay. I just pulled four. No, I pulled three out. What would you do on a staycation in Orange County? Ooh, I would. First immediate thought is Hillsboro. Maybe walk the, mountain or the Okanichi Trail, one of those trails.
Okay.
There's just so many cool trails in Hillsboro to check out. Shop at Purple Crow, maybe get some lunch at Laplace and dinner at Panciuto, definitely, and then stay at a bed and breakfast in Hillsborough because they've got them there. That would be my first thought.
So Tom and Sarah are going to mail your check in about 10
minutes. Oh, yeah, big time. All right, second question. When I am visiting somewhere else, vacation, work, travel, holiday, et cetera, something that I noticed that we do blank differently in Orange County schools. I go home to Lansing, Michigan all the time, and the discussions that they're having there about the schools are very, very profoundly different. They're talking about, because it's Lansing School Districts, it's a pretty big city dealing with the, you know, white flight and suburbia and declining population. It's a manufacturing center, so all of those jobs are leaving. So all of the discussion about schools is we've got to close, we've got to consolidate. And they don't have teaching assistants either, like none, period. So the conversations that we have here in Orange County, whenever I leave Michigan and I come back down here, remind me of just how, even though we've got problems in say, Chapel Hill, Carver City Schools and Orange County Schools that really need to be addressed, we've got it relatively good, at least, even if it's not, oh, I love this question, even if it's not good in an objective sense. And the last question I just pulled out, the official vehicle of Orange County should be the blank. Oh, Lord. Oh, it should be the blue Chapel Hill fire truck or bus.
Of course.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if it should be the fire truck or the Chapel Hill Transit bus. It probably should be the Chapel Hill Transit bus.
The double,
it?
The one that looks the like a double, caterpillar.
Yeah, with the accordion in the middle. Yeah, I'm going to go with
answer.
That.
Great answer.
Right.
And let me ask you this, Aaron. What did you think you would be when you grew up?
Ooh.
You have the radio voice. Did you always know?
I actually didn't always have the radio voice. I had a really bad speech impediment when I was very young, and I worked with a speech therapist, which they had at the schools to help me work that out. But I went through a whole bunch of different iterations. So I wanted to be a lawyer for a long time, and then the pre-law advisor at my college was this disgruntled ex-lawyer who made it his mission to dissuade as many people
oh, wow.
as possible, except the ones who really, really desperately wanted to go to law school from going. So I went to grad school. I got my PhD. I taught for several years. I still teach down here. So that was my career path before I got into radio. But the best story I have about wanting to be something when you grow up is I wanted to be a bartender for a little while. When I was in like the second grade, my grandparents had this book of cocktail recipes that I just devoured for some ungodly reason. There's no rhyme or reason. I just like the colorful pictures in the book, I guess.
You wanted to explain the magic.
I wanted to explain the magic, right. So I wanted to be a bartender for a good 6 months when I was in second grade, which was a little awkward, and it made it especially awkward that I had the word bartender confused with the word bachelor in my head. So whenever anyone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, for about 6 months, I said I wanted to be a bachelor. So we had to do this project for school you like make a poster board and draw, and you do an interview with someone who worked in the field, and the teacher hung them all up over the room, and all over was like doctor, lawyer, baseball player, and like right in the middle of the wall was this big bachelor. Poster board that said bachelor with a picture of a guy pouring drinks.
And you were 7 or 8?
Like 8 years old,
oh,
something like
great.
That. Yeah, that's my wannabe when I grow up story.
My performance or vitamin O work here is done.
And now you know how the vitamin O magic happens.
But there you go.
All right, so back to you. Speaking with Alicia Stemper again, the opening reception for vitamin O is going to be this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., second Friday, Art Walk at the Orange County Visitor Center. What's the reception going to entail?
Oh, Lori Policelli is just my current hero. She's she is such a visionary. This, you know, I already told you this was her idea, and then we got really excited. We had breakfast one day and decided we should do this print exhibit because it's really been a social media website kind of platform. But the there's refreshments, there's free parking. She's hired a steel drum musician,
awesome.
So it's just going to be the kind of relaxed, fun, magical event that Lori likes to put on. But they hung them this week. I just checked them out this morning. It really looks nice to see all those people looking back at you and telling their stories and having their great, great quotes set out in quotes above the kind of more compressed text. I think it's going to be a good time.
That's really cool. So what's next for you?
Well, I have this kind of dream here that this will turn into a book.
Okay.
But that's
That would be a really cool book.
It would
though.
Be a cool book, but yeah. it's we're a lot of dollar signs away from that
yeah,
book.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm working on how to make that a feasible
yeah.
project.
That would be the best like coffee table book about Orange County. Oh, I
would. It would be terrific.
And buy two of those.
You'll buy two.
I don't even have a coffee table.
Already made our first sale. I really want to keep the project has been under contract. It ends next month, but I'm hoping to find ways to keep it going because it needs to keep happening.
Yeah.
And it's really, I think, I hope that everybody who's been involved has really had a great time with it. And I think it's really good for letting other folks know really what Orange County is. Kind of like my interviews, I try to not go to the obvious. Well, mm-hmm. the university is great and it's the cornerstone of our community, but there's so much more going on.
Yes.
This lets us get underneath sort of the thing, the crown jewels people see when they look. But so I'd really like to keep it going because I think it helps us learn about each other and I think it helps others learn about us. So.
All right. That's awesome. Again, speaking with Alicia Stemper, Second Friday Art Walk, 6 to 9 p.m., Orange County Visitor Center on West Franklin Street. Head downtown for the Second Friday Art Walk anyway. While you're there, stop in at the Visitor Center and check this out. Where can people learn more?
As you said, Orange County. What is it?
OrangeCountyNC.gov. Yeah.
And there's also, it has its own, Vitamin O has its own Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone had already, somebody must produce a supplement called Vitamin O. So you have to search, I think it's Vitamin Orange County will bring you to it. But you'd certainly call me, call the Visitors Bureau. We'd love to tell you more about it.
Awesome. How long is the exhibition going to be up at the Visitor Center?
All month. And
okay.
then it might stay up a little longer. We're scheduling where it goes next. But in the fall, it will be in Hillsborough at the Orange County Public Library.
Nice.
And our hope is that the permanent installation will be at the Whitted Building where the commissioners meet. But we're still working out some of those details.
All right. So OrangeCountyNC.gov, head online and check it out. Go to the Visitor Center this Friday for the opening reception, 6 to 9 p.m., or all month long and check out these really cool photography exhibits, all of these great stories about people right here in Orange County. Alicia Stemper, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.